You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day everyone, I'm Irk. Welcome to episode 87 of Irk FM. Some people might regard the lucky number 87 as being a lucky number. Others don't because it's 13 away from 100. But then again, the way my numbering system's been here on Irk FM, that doesn't mean that I'm 13 episodes away from episode 100. So who knows what's going on there. Anywho, it's going to be lucky for some people today because their music is going to be played here on Irk FM. Normally I have a range of music partners that I obtain my tracks from. Sometimes other music podcasters and other members of the Association of Music Podcasting give me some heads up as well. That has happened on one occasion tonight, but often I also get requests from artists directly and also from some PR companies asking them to play their music as well. So on this episode, we're going to have a wide selection of music from a wide range of genres and some Australian artists as well. So it's all going to be good. Let's go to our first track now by Canadian artist Ember Swift. This song is called Hollowed Bones. And there's something very, very different about this track and the next one. Let's see if you can figure out what it is. I'll be back to talk to you more about Ember Swift right after this song called Hollowed Bones. You're listening to lucky episode 87, maybe, of Irk FM, irkfm.com, part of Channel Irk, and a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting.
Extinction.
Thank you.
for a poem is a bird, the perfect combination between wind and bone. The metaphor for fear is a tiger, the perfect combination between soft fur and sharp teeth, and it's gonna bite our ass. We are not gonna be able to get out of this cage fast enough to make to the sky, to keep ourselves afloat. Calling out my bones for you with all this waiting I have done, pacing back and forth between joyful and lost. I am caged. Like a lurking poem nudges a pen, I am not bounced yet, but I want to. I want out, I want flight, I want wild abandon, no fear of extinction, and I will be there, I will be here, I will find the air to float me, if I have to, just to see, just to see, just to see, if what is written on these bones will come true. Don't let go until it is time.
It's coming.
If it's true, fly into me, fill me, hold me up and bite down with your teeth, hold me against your fur, feed on me, don't let go until it is time.
And I will hollow out my bones, and I will fill them up with air. Yeah, I will hollow out my bones, survive extinction.
Don't let go until it is time.
Well, I've been here a thousand times before. I can see that nothing's changed, though the leaves don't.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Bit of a Latin feel there for that song. That was a very good song. Reminded me of being very, very close to the US-Mexican border from Austin, Texas. That was Del Castillo with their song Noche Brava. And prior to that, we heard Hollow Bones by Ember Smith. Del Castillo began as a CD project for family way back in the winter of 2000 and has become a symbol of the cross-cultural power of music with their eclectic blend of flamenco, rock, Latin blues and world music. And that was quite cool. Their first album was in 2001. And between that album and their 2006 release called Brotherhood, the band received an astonishing 18 awards, including the South by Southwest Austin Music Album of the Year in 2002 and 2006, and Band of the Year in 2003, ASCAP's Best Independent Group of the Year 2005, and Austin Music Pundit's Best Live Act in 2004. By 2004, they were touring nationally and playing across the country with such diverse acts such as Styx, Los Lonely Boys, Don Henley, Los Lobes, and Willie Nelson, continuing to tour non-stop throughout 2006. They have also performed at three of Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnics and at Eric Clapton's Crossroad Guitar Festival. And so, needless to say, you don't get involved with artists of that calibre unless you have some talent. And indeed, Rick and Mark DiCasio were recently selected in December 2008 by Gibson Global to become two of only six guitarists in the world to launch their new state-of-the-art Dark Fire Gibson Les Paul guitar line. They are continuing the tour live throughout the country, thriving on performing live and building new audiences. Songwriting and recording are a priority during breaks in their tour schedule. Before that, we had Ember Swift from Canada, and she's always dreamed of being in China, having spent 12 months in Beijing. She has developed a new body of work reflecting her Eastern experiences and has called this new project Lentic. Lentic reflects a changing pace for this busy artist as it means of or related to or living in still waters, which is the opposite to the literal meaning of her given name, Fire and Speed. She has a degree in South Asian Studies from the University of Toronto. Having arrived in China in 2007 and has been returning ever since. She's well known for her political and social activism, business acumen, and her commitment to the ideal. She is also regularly asked to speak and conduct workshops on various topics related to having a career in the arts as well. You can go to the show notes and find out more information about Ember and all of these artists by clicking on the show notes. Watch videos, listen to some more music, buy their music. And if you do interact with any of the artists on any of the social networks, don't forget to tell them that you heard them here on Irk FM. Let's continue with this next song. We gave you a bit of a sneak preview of this one. It is called Settle by the Devil Nellies, and that's not necessarily spelt the way that you'd think it is, but this is Settle.
Well, I've been here a thousand times before. I can see that nothing's changed, though the leaves don't fall no more. I'm thinking that people in the street, and I'm moving in and out of buildings, pavement firm under my feet. And I do admit that I've been known to settle with you. You're right, and I've done better. Oh, you're right by me. coats, and there's no one in this room. Boots were taken off my coat. See, I would lie to think that I'm above the people in the movies that these nights remind me of. And I do admit that I've been known to settle with you. You're right. Done better, no, 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 no. You're right by me. You're right by me.
There she goes, walking away from me. I can tell by the way she smiles, she'll never know who that's me.
Hi, this is Will Danes, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Now, see, hey boy,
They caught me on the turnpike, beating his brain. In a malign land, you. Now it's true, isn't it sweet?
That was Douglas September there on IRC FM with his song called Electrify and Marvel. And that was cool. Great music that we have here on this episode of IRC FM. And prior to that, we heard the Devil Nellies with Devil Devil Spelt. You wouldn't think it's spelt the way that it is actually spelt. I don't spell website addresses or band names here. I just find it a lot easier to tell you to go to the show notes. The Devil Nellies, they come to us from New Jersey. And they were raised in households where a myriad of music was played and appreciated. From Pink Floyd to Chuck Berry to Joao Gilberto. It comes as no surprise that these artists create such diverse tracks. All of them were introduced to pianos and drums in the grade school years. They acquired their addictions early on to the creative process and performing craft. Through a series of mutual crossroads in the Catskills and New York areas while supporting others, Government Mule and the Violent Femmes, these musicians met and formed their own project, the Devil Nellies. Gigs in music towns, parties and colleges across the US led to genre development and studio sessions. Their distinct 60s bohemian rock style took shape after experimental jams in the loft studios of songwriter Nelly Levon and guitarist James Maestro. Conflicting frustrations with mainstream art and life led to sharp lyrics that are frequently emphasized and rarely sung. Like many contemporaries, they denied the urge to conform and pursued their independent route to showcase their arrangements. And now you've heard them on IRC FM as well. We also heard from Douglas September from Toronto in Canada. He is known for his poetic and moving lyrics as well as his innovative music style. Sublime atmospheric lullaby qualities, which are exercises in extremes, something something, a sharp critical eye from this totally self-made maverick artist. He reminds me a little bit of Nick Doherty that I've played quite a few months ago now. It'll be very interesting to put them together. And he's even got his own site on Wikipedia. I should just see what that says just for my own curiosity. We're going to continue with some Australian music now. If you have listened to episode number 3 of Insomnia Radio Australia that is newly released and out now, you would have heard these two songs, but they're so good I'm going to play them here as well. We're going to start with The Good Ship, that come from Bris Vegas, or Brisbane if you like, and The Good Ship tell us that they are a very, very bad ship indeed. We're about to hear their song called A Harbour Fair. And The Good Ship tell us that they are a very, very bad ship. Early on, a fan coined the term smut pirate to describe their music, and not since the Bluegrassy Knoll has there been such a mangy, crossbred collection of influences from gypsy to bush band via cabaret, country and rock. With their chug-a-lugging rhythm section complemented with an ever-evolving circus of fiddle, mandola, accordion, trumpet, banjo, triangle and lagophone, The Good Ship can promise that no two shows will ever be the same. So let's start an Australian triple shot now with A Good Ship with their song A Harbour Fair. We'll be right back.
since we lost new familiar shores. We've bought our fill of salt and sea. We are bound for a harbor fair and calm, but not so genteel, where we'll find a buxom harlot for each knee. So come on, forgive me, best don't sooner be a part of the rest. Enter town where thieves and cutthroats do abound. They'll welcome there our motley crew. Where the chants are rolled and played, and all the girls are hardly maidens. For the right coin, they will love you true. So come on, boys, give me your best. Don't sooner be a part of the rest. The girls will surely love you true. Flowing over, may every man be really sober. We'll drink the whole damn harbor dry. And all of them make their wages in, and we'll gladly pay while they're charging for the pleasure of a wanton fight. So come on, boys, give me your best. Don't sooner be a part of the rest. Come on.
Completing the Australian triple shot there, that was Mari Alton with her song High Time, and it's certainly a lot different from the other two Australian songs that you've heard. You can find out full information about all of these three artists that were just played, and here in Mari's case a different song, on episode number 3 of Insomnia Radio Australia, which you can find at australia.insomniaradio.net. There is a link in the show notes. And from the Wollongong area of New South Wales, Mari Alton. Wow, a different variety of music with a variety of different styles, and gaining some influence from her heritage and also from the world of music in general. She also teaches Egyptian drumming, which is quite interesting indeed. Don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com. Click on the links, find out more about the artist. But it's very, very good to hear a variety of Australian music coming in. Some of which you'll hear on irkfm, some of which you won't necessarily hear on irkfm yet. But don't forget, you can check out Insomnia Radio Australia as well. Previously, we had Galeon with their song called Kamikaze. They're from Adelaide, formed in mid-2008. They spent the better part of 2009 working on their debut album, which will be released this year. They took some time out to play a handful of shows at the inaugural National Jack Daniels Tour, the Blueprint Festival, Live at the Zoo Festival, and the Clipsal 500 concert for V8 Supercars in 2009. You just heard their debut single called Kamikaze. They are touring nationally. Their full-length album will be out this year, and the boys are already heading back to the studio to work up on their follow-up album. We've got Nick on vocals and guitars, as well as Brad, Tim doing vocals and bass, Ryan on the drums. Don't forget, you can find out more about the artist by going to the show notes. Many of them are on all the social networks as well. Some have videos and tour information as well. Let's move from Australia and head back to California. And we're going to hear from Jamie Lynn Noon now, who's supplied me the tracks directly. She's a 22-year-old California Bay Area native. She cannot recall a time when music was not part of her life. She's very, very talented. She learnt the piano as a child, and she was trained early on the flute as well. She often starts from a simple lyric or melodic concept. She sits down at the piano and has the ability to have songs pour out of her in their entirety as fully formed compositions. That would be a really, really handy thing to have as a musician. Jamie then realises the songs into their ultimately lush productions. So we're about to hear one of her lush productions now. And the song that you're going to hear from Jamie Lynn Noon is called A Moment to Break.
Completely somehow. Audra Connolly, and you're listening to IRC FM.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Insomnia Radio Australia.
I confess up to the truth.
from the 12 Apostles, the Great Barrier Reef, the Dane Tree Forest, and the Nullarbor Plain.
But I can't find the words that are stored in my head, so I lay by your side until all tears are shed. Then I see what you need.
Here in Australia, we drive on the left-hand side of the road.
Pull back the blinds, let the light in, and be aware that my thoughts are of you. Virtual kisses in a text message are all I have to fall asleep with.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Everything you said reminded me.
From the land of the Never Never, the Dreamtime, and Uluru.
Up to the truth, you stay hopeful and confused.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Nothing wrong with me, just took a walk to breathe, to leave the rest alone. Fortune and pain will come along at times, but we all know they'll just fade. And I don't understand why we feel. Listen to your mind. Passion and fire, they'll come along and we will fall, but they'll just fade. And I don't understand why we fear. And I don't understand. I'll be the way.
Alrighty, nice way to finish there with that last song of the episode, coming to us courtesy of Shoulders of Giants there with their song called I Feel Awake When I'm Dreaming. And that song was rather cool.
They have a debut self-titled album coming out in July 2010. Brad Hammonds is their guitarist, who has already earned a reputation in the New York music scene for not only being a virtuosic guitarist, but also an incredible songwriter. Vocalist and guitarist Tom Crowley makes up the other half of the band, contributing his seductive vocals, which collate impeccably with the musical style of Hammonds. Before that, we heard Foot Soldier by Reconsiderate, and I had to search long and hard for a bio, but Reconsiderate says that he never knows how to describe his music to other people. Some phrasings that he has used in the past have been a mixture of industrial, rock and hip-hop, weird music for weird weirdos who are weird, and original Artronica. Yet he keeps on going back to the drawing board in search of a better way to put it. He says that he's never probably going to come up with a perfect description for his music, but he can articulate some of the recurring themes. His songs are typically dense in foreground, lyric-centric, employing a unique and distinctive half-sung, half-spoken vocal style, filled with overtones of frustration, desperation, fear, and impatience. Written, used, and experimental, explore-as-you-go, seek-yet-the-unsought sort of approach, made with virtual instruments, synthesizers, and software. And so that was Reconsiderate. Thank you to all of the artists that you heard on this particular episode: Ember Swift, Del Castro, The Devil Nellies, Douglas September, The Good Ship, Galeon, Murray Altham, Jamie Lynn Noon, Reconsiderate, and Shoulders of Giants. Thank you to the PR companies: Fuel Ignite Sound, Global Eyes Entertainment, Grit PR, Heaps of Flash, and PAI. And thank you to the artists as well who directly supplied their tracks: Douglas September, Murray Autumn, Jamie Lynn Noon, and Reconsiderate. Don't forget to go to the show notes, channelact.com, find out more about the artists and how to connect with them. No interview episode this week, but I hope you have been enjoying the music. If you've enjoyed the music on this episode, you'll also enjoy episode number 3 of Insomnia Radio Australia, exclusively Australian music as part of the Insomnia Radio family of podcasts from around the world. And you'll also enjoy episode number 49 of Judy's Blast FM this Sunday, as we continue a world tour throughout the month of June 2010 with a variety of music and a variety of styles from around the world, including some places that I dare say Judy's never even heard of before. But she's having a great time picking and selecting the music. And the week after, she'll be celebrating episode 50 and a year of music podcasting a couple of weeks after that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to everyone who continues to give feedback, even though I don't necessarily have time to read the feedback on the show. I do value and I do read all of the pieces of feedback that I receive. Check out the links, find out more about some of the other shows in the Association of Music Podcasting, and there's been over 500 artists now featured on IRC FM. Coming up very, very soon is episode 100. Well, until next time, I'm Irk. You've been listening to episode 87. Lucky for some, unlucky for others. Until next time, on behalf of me, myself, and I, wherever it is that you hear me across Channel Irk, good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.